if we pay attention, look in detail to the life of the human being, then we see that there are two things that life is based on. The worldly life is based on two things, two factors, two parts: happiness and sadness, distress, issues, illnesses, health. There's opposite: good days, bad days. So both things run in parallel alongside each other in the life of a person. Today, what's the weather like? Tomorrow, what's it going to be like? Today, a person will seem to you to be very happy in some time, a little bit of time, be sad, upset. Constant condition, emotion, feeling, circumstance is not present in this dunya. Sometimes there's health, sometimes there's ill health. Some days pass well, some days don't pass too well, pass a bit sort of down. On one side there's happiness, on the other side there is sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world in this style, with this manner, in this manner. This is the way of the world. But the reason that we don't know how to pass these phases, these times, and we don't want to learn how to pass these phases, pass through these. We don't even want to know. We try that the moments of this life, ups and downs, that we should control them in our way, according to our preference, we should live our life. And we try that sadness doesn't come at all, illness doesn't come at all, distress doesn't come at all. But these two things are destined for us. We want happiness beyond happiness, enjoyment beyond enjoyment, being upset, no being ill, no being tight or in poverty. But this is not the case. This is not the case. Now, instead of, for example, understanding the reality of life, that life, it runs, it's running with two opposites, you could say, in parallel. We need to learn how to pass those times. If we can learn how to navigate these phases, both positive, so-called negative, etc., then we can live our life beautifully, alhamdulillah. Rather, easily we can pass the time in this world and go through to the hereafter. And there's one thing, the kalam of Allah, the Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that His Qur'an, the revelation, is rahmatul lil mu'mineen, is the shifa, the cure, the mercy, is especially for the mu'mineen. Everything Allah has solved via the pure kitab of the Qur'an. It gives a unique example in the Qur'an so that we can understand this, that the times, the phases, the periods of life, how do we live in them? We can't control them. So how can we sort of balance happiness and sadness? And how do we pass the time this life so that we don't have any issues? If there's sadness, what should we do? If there's happiness, what should we do? But we go to the extreme. If there's happiness, we just want it to continue. And if, for example, there's sadness, we don't remember the happiness. Allah Ta'ala has created i'tidal, balance. For example, Allah Ta'ala stated, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقِ. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that I am showing you a sign. If you can understand, you could understand this if you want to. If you want to realize. And what is that? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned barq. What is this? For example, the lightning, yeah, during thunder or rain, yeah, in Arabic, barq, which we call lightning, subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says this barq, that look towards this, that I'll explain to you with this example, Allah Ta'ala says, subhanallah. That barq, that you'll see two parts to this, two sides of to the lightning. So a person that he, for example, has fear, he trembles, he gets scared. That place with this lightning, he gets afraid from the sound of the lightning, from the movement of the lightning, the emotion at the time when you see lightning. Allah, if for example lightning strikes and descends, then the storm at that time when it drops and it hits. So obviously what's in that? Allah Ta'ala says that وَالَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ Subhanallah. That Allah says that you will see khawf during that time. You will see khawf. So there's a proof here. There's a, due to the khawf, the fear that in the life, a person's life, you can equate it to the lightning, to the barq. In other words, our conditions, our feelings, our circumstances is similar to the lightning. Allah Ta'ala says that your condition, your problems that come to you, the issues that come to you, the example is given of lightning, the sadness, distress, issues, problems, difficulties, all these things are similar to the example of lightning. When issues come, when illness comes, when calamities come, when disasters come, what does a person do? Khawf overwhelms that person. Khawf. And he starts to become afraid due to the issues that he's surrounded. Just like in Bark, Allah Ta'ala has put fear, just like that in the life, when we are enveloped with issues, then there's khawf beyond khawf, fear beyond fear. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says at that time, but alongside that, that I've also given a ray of hope. A ray of hope. It's not just fear. Allah says that just like in Barq, there's not fear on its own, but there's also hope within that. Subhanallah. So the conditions of a person's life, the sadness, the distress, etc. Allah Ta'ala hasn't just got khawf within, but there's also the hope. Just like Allah says, so هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقِ. So Allah says that خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. So Allah it is who displays before the lightning to give rise to both fear and hope. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعُ. But then within the clouds, what's the sign of clouds? Allah says you have the lightning, but the clouds are full of moisture, full of water, full of rain. And rain is the sign of Allah's mercy about to descend. Because lightning gives that awe, jaws drop, fear. But the clouds, which are there, Allah says, with the fear comes hope. After lightning, what's about to occur? The clouds form, they gather, and they are full of moisture. They're full of Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. And they will allow the moisture to fall. Then the fear of the lightning will evaporate, it will go. So Allah is saying, khawf is there. When a problem comes to you, just like sometimes you see the lightning, you get afraid, so in your life, difficulties, issues, problems, calamities, illnesses, when they present themselves, then also look to the other side of khawf. Don't fear, don't tremble, rather be hopeful in Allah. Because Allah says that lightning is rise to fear and hope, and then Allah calls heavy clouds. So with the illnesses, problems, difficulty, with the tight situation, most definitely the clouds will gather, they're full of moisture, water, and Allah says, I've definitely arranged my mercy for you. Subhanallah. So Allah says, khawf ar-rahma, that never be despondent, never despair of Allah's mercy. Whenever conditions like this come, khawf is there. Khawf is there. When you see lightning, there is khawf. But Allah says, I put the clouds alongside the lightning and they're full of the water of mercy. So same way Allah says that when an issue comes to you, don't fear. Have hope in Allah. Allah definitely behind this, there's preparation for rahmah for us, for mercy. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala stated, Allah's rahmah, we should be hopeful in Allah's mercy. Allah's rahmah, His mercy, we should be hopeful and asking for it. Yes, there will be fear and you will tremble when there are issues, but you should be hopeful of Allah's mercy. So how do you pass the time? So if problems have come now, difficulties have come, you're feeling a bit afraid and worried, the khawf is there, the fear is there, the anxiety is there. Nervousness is there. So we need to think now that with this nervousness, anxiety, we should have total 100% hope in Allah's mercy. So what should a person do during the dark day, so-called? How should he live his life? How should he pass the moments? How should he control himself? Allahu Akbar. Allah has mentioned further, وَيُسَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. Allah says that just like lightning gives rise to fear, yes, but after that comes, how does it get extinguished? Ra'd, subhanallah. Allah says, so the angel, Ra'd, so the angel to control that, subhanallah, what does he do at that time? How much fear is it that the angel, for example, is seeing, Allah says that he is controlling that, subhanallah. So he knows that there's the cloud as well. So the thunder hymns the praise, and so do the angels for awe of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yusabbihu ar-ra'du bihamdihi. At this time, what should we do? We should do the dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah. Because what happens? After the lightning, the thunder hymns his praise, Allah's praise, and so do the angels. He praises Allah, he does the dhikr of Allah. وَيُسَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِهَمْدِهِ. This is the message for us. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. SubhanAllah. And the other angels, they also do the same. So when the lightning strikes, the fear is there. So then was yusabbihu ra'du bihamdihi. So the thunder, it praises Allah. And the rest of the angels, so when they see that there's an environment of fear and issues and distress, then this is their habit. Wal malaikatu min khifatihi. They also do this action. They also pass the time in the same way. How? Doing the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah? So this is what we need to learn. They do the dhikr of Allah. This is the example Allah has given. After lightning, which is the fear, the thunder and the clouds give the ray of mercy. They praise Allah. So it's obviously the jalal of Allah. Person's upset. But when he does the dhikr of Allah, then just like the angels, they know everything. Allah Ta'ala says, the angels know. They start doing my dhikr. Oh my servant, you also, when you are surrounded with problems, difficulties, sadness, distress, dark days, low days, etc., what should you do? You should also initiate the dhikr. Just like today, the circumstances around us in the world, their bodies, people dying, and you hear news of people dying, and there's this fear, sort of anxiety that's arisen. But behind the lightning and the awe, there is there are the clouds of mercy and the rain, and for being content and satisfaction, peace. How the best time to pass this phase is وَيُصَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. And just like the angels do the dhikr of Allah at that time, why? Because the angels know that when Allah Ta'ala sends the message of His might and power, then dhikr of Allah is such a great action, because Allah Ta'ala loves His dhikr, His praise, His people doing His hamd, glorifying Him, praising Him. Allah Ta'ala loves His dhikr so much does He love His dhikr, that even in such a circumstances, when there's khawf and fear, and then a person remembers his Lord, then Allah's mercy starts to descend. Here's the example. How does it descend? Allahu Akbar. That just like the clouds that are full of water, وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. Allah says, after the lightning, the clouds full of rain, they come. So with the dhikr of Allah, it cools down the issues that are surrounding us. Look what a great cure Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. He's explained. So in the dunya, this is the situation that's with us in the dunya. SubhanAllah. As I've said to you, that life, it is based on both things in parallel, positive, negative, good and bad, hard, easy. When such times come, extreme worries, problems, do one action. Let's just grab hold of my remembrance, do my dhikr, and I will allow your time to pass nicely with my rahmah, with my mercy, with my rahmas, you will pass that time. With my mercy. So my brothers, whenever such hard circumstances come, business-wise, and your life, your family, personal issues, don't take hold of incorrect assistance. Don't take hold of non-sharia solutions. Don't grab hold of non-permissible solutions. Don't go on the wrong path. This is how my problems will get solved. This issue of mine will be solved like this. This difficulty of mine will evaporate away like this if I do this wrong. Totally not. Totally not. Never will your issues be resolved like this. Never. Don't go towards wrong path. Don't take hold of wrong solutions, wrong methods, wrong formulas. Rather, the praise Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, the definition Allah has given, what to do at the time of difficulty, immediately turn to Allah's dhikr and start to remember Allah. So, in whose life there is no dhikr, then how will they remember Allah if they don't do dhikr? In whose lives there is no dhikr, we say, oh, learn dhikr, do dhikr. If there's no dhikr, if you don't know the tariqah, the method, how to do it, when shall we do it, what time, then tell me, how will we pass through this difficult time? Obviously, they'll have no assistance, and they'll be stuck in a problem, a difficulty, a worry, an illness, which is going to come, because they're present in life, that time is going to come, Allah Ta'ala says. It's a fact. It will occur. So, if you don't have dhikr of Allah in your life, then you'll be severely upset and down. There'll be no assistance for you. That in the life of difficulty, you'll do wrong actions. You'll go towards wrong solutions, wrong methods. You'll adopt wrong techniques. And personally, that person will be so upset, he will have no sakina. He won't be at peace. If a person's upset, how can he come to the top of the to success? Allah says, no. Subhanallah. وَيُصَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. That subhanallah, the angels, when they see lightning and then they see the clouds full of the moisture, they know there's only one cure. The angels know there's only one solution which causes Allah Ta'ala to be happy and pleased, and there's only one action, which is dhikrullah, Allah's remembrance. Subhanallah. That's why the mashayikh ikram, the mashayikh, the pious elders, pious producers, they invite us towards one action, one dhikr of Allah, because the remembrance of Allah is what makes a person's life easy. He knows the way, whether he's happy or sad, both times, both phases, he lives with the dhikr of Allah. In happiness, he does dhikr of Allah, and he doesn't do sinful actions. He controls himself. He controls his happiness with the dhikr of Allah. And in the days of sadness, difficulty, then even, alhamdulillah, he passes that time. Doesn't matter how great the distress is, how bad the issue is, the difficulties. Allah's given the example of lightning. It is so fearful, and it makes people scared. Is anything in life, if something as fearful as that comes, then Allah's dhikr is greatest. Wala dhikrul akbar. So dhikr, it dampens that fear. Makes it easy. Allah says that then the clouds full of Allah's rahmah, they will follow that lightning and they will allow the rain to drop. The mercy will drop, and due to the dhikr of Allah. This is, my brothers, we should do the dhikr of Allah. Nowadays, obviously, the circumstances around us, we're stuck. Well and truly stuck. If we don't remember Allah today, now, then what will we do? Our morning and evening. Morning, definitely every man should be sat in the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. Evening, when the day ends, at that time sit, do only the dhikr of Allah regularly. And see how Allah's rahmah. Allah's given a beautiful example. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. Subhanallah, that when he shows you the lightning, a fear and a hope, and then Allah raises the heavy clouds. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. The clouds of Allah's mercy, full of moisture and rain. Mercy about to descend. This is the hope we should have in Allah. And this hope raises when you do dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, you'll die out of fear. You'll die out of fear. What's the point of living out of just fear all of the time? In life, downs will come. Downs will come. Things are written on destiny. They will occur. The downs will come. So why don't we call out to Allah's mercy? Why don't we call Allah Ta'ala for the solution? Subhanallah. Why don't we request Allah's mercy? Think. Allah's rahmah, mercy. Allah's told us the method. That when a person does the dhikr of Allah, then he's inviting the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. Allah, come, allow your mercy to rain upon me. Allah, send your mercy clouds to me. Because he's remembering Allah. So we should do the dhikr of Allah. Don't be afraid of the conditions, the circumstances. Don't be worried about the issues. Don't worry about the difficulties. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear. Rather transfer these all into Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Even this becomes an ni'mah for a person. Allah becomes so happy that I gave him difficult times. I gave him difficulties. I gave him issues, distress. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't react incorrectly. At that time, even he remembered me, Allah says. Even then he remembered me. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That with kathira, abundance, high quantity, Allah says, I will take you out of that bad state. For sure, Allah says, you will pass through that. You will pass through that. But remember me. See, when you remember me, how great is my dhikr. So beautiful examples in the Quran. Look, we see one here today. What beautiful solutions, formulas and examples of the Quran. All our life, the life becomes unique, wonderful and fantastic. If we live our lives like this, the life becomes fantastic. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability and capability to do His dhikr. Ameen. Allah, the friends of Allah have one function, one task. I learned this in the company of my Hazrat Shaykh, my teacher. Apart from this, and I learned this from the company of other Shaykhs. They have knowledge, great knowledge, alhamdulillah, just like my Hazrat Sahib. He was a great scholar, alim, high status, Shaykhul Mushaykh he was, mashallah. He was Shaykhul Hadith. He had spent his life amongst great muftis, people, muftis when they'd come in front of him, in a statement he'd solve, they'd be shocked that, look at the solution Hazrat Sahib's given with his knowledge. Great knowledgeable people used to come to Hazrat Sahib's gathering. Just one statement, blessed statement of my Shaykh, it was like the tafsir, the commentary of the Quran, they were amazed. Such great alim, such a great scholar was Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh. But morning until evening, in Hazrat Sahib's majlis, you'd see nothing apart from dhikrullah. That is the real objective of a person's life, my brothers. That a person, he should create a connection, a relationship with Allah. So we realize that our life becomes easy. Why don't we make that link with Allah? So our life becomes easy. If we don't have that link with Allah, then our life will never be easy. Never. Be difficult, hard, strained. Nothing can make our life smooth. This is the experience of my life I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing with you my experience of my life. That everything I try to take the assistance of, first, second, third, other things, there's no doubt. No doubt. Great fadail, Quran, salah, hajj, umrah, everything has fadail and virtues. Everything is great. I've done everything, I've practiced everything. But heart was content with what? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And when with the dhikr of Allah, the heart became content and peaceful, then hajj, umrah, Quran, subhanallah, all these became light beyond light. Light beyond light. In reality, the beauty hidden in the Quran and seeing the Kaaba, being near Allah's home, all the marifa, Allah's knowledge, awareness is there. But when you enlighten your heart with dhikr, then all the reality of all these signs of Allah come to being. Yes, because the greatness of these signs of Allah, Allah has kept due to one factor. Yes, the Quran. Who can compare with the Quran? Who can? Salah. What can compare with salah as a worship action? That Baytullah, tawaf of Baytullah, can any action, ibadah compare? Multazam. When you are there, can anything, when you're embracing multazam, can any action compare? And Hajr al-Aswad, the Sahaba Karam radhiyallahu anhum, they used to kiss it, can anything compare to kissing it? But when your heart is not correct, pure, when it is not correct, where the current is injected and it flows, then everything seems hollow, empty. Everything's there. Everything has the barakat and the blessings, and I'm telling you my experience. I used to think, what's the reason for this? I'm doing tawaf, I'm not feeling that emotion. I'm reading Quran, recitation, I can't have that emotion. I'm praying tahajjud, I'm not having that emotion. I'm keeping the fast, I'm not having that emotion. That emotion doesn't descend into the heart. This is a reality, the fadail, the virtues, the rahmas, the mercies Allah sealed within His signs. They don't transfer to human being. Yes, and there's only one place that they can transfer to, the heart. So how can they get transferred? How? Because the heart is locked, sealed. So as soon as I went into the company of Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, and there was just dhikr upon dhikr. No, there was no just showing off of ilm and knowledge or tilawat or recitation, just dhikr. Soon as the dhikr of Allah overwhelmed me due to the teaching of my Hazrat Sahib, after that, subhanAllah, when Hazrat Sahib said, go and do umrah, then imagine that umrah that I did, subhanAllah, what was that tawaf? What was that Hajr al-Aswad, the kissing of the bawsa of Hajr al-Aswad, what it was, that presenting myself at the Rawda e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at his blessed grave. Imagine it, the same mount, when I saw Uhud mountain after doing dhikr, then it's not the Mount Uhud, it was nur, light that you could see, every stone, every rock had a nur, light. Yeah, Masjid al-Quba seemed to be amazing after that. So this is all the situation Allah Ta'ala stated, that life, why are we wasting a life out of fear? Problems will come, issues will come. What we need to do, Allah says, subhanallah, just like after the lightning, take the lesson from the angels, وَيُسَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. When the lightning comes, then when the fear overwhelms them due to the lightning, they know what Allah Ta'ala loves. And what do they do? Subhanallah, wa yusabbihu ar-ra'du bihamdihi wal malaikatu. Subhanallah, min khifati. That all the ra'at, subhanallah, the thunder hymns Allah's praise, and so do the, all the angels in awe of Allah. This is the effect of dhikrullah. It's the human being who's lazy due to being ghafil. Look at the life we spend, problems, difficulties, sadness, always we're crying, complaining. But, yes, doesn't matter what circumstances come around us, the people who do dhikrullah, they don't cry. Allah Ta'ala gives everything due to His dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala, to me and to all of you as well, may He allow us to spend our life, whole life with dhikr, and may He give us a high degree love for dhikr, and this door of Allah's mercy that is open, and this day and age that the people of the world are trembling, and people are dying, janazas, news, 10,000 there, 15,000, death count here, 30,000, tally here, 500 here, 600 there, the death toll, the death tally, the cumulative total, so many deaths here, the graph here, and this and that. Allah is morning and evening, if He is giving, He has lightened up His dhikr, His remembrance, morning and evening, and we are sleeping? Oh, foolish people, what a massive mistake. Morning time, the sahar, and the call is being announced. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In the whole world, from corner to corner, east to west, north to south. And Allah is saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That Allah is enough for us, sufficient for us. He is our protector, Hasbunallah. If Allah is ours, sufficient for us, why do we need to fear? We are calling to Allah with fear. We have fear, no doubt. We are scared. We are upset. We are anxious. But how do we resolve this? With the hope. With the hope that we'll do dhikr. Just like the thunder and the clouds. After the lightning, the thunder and the clouds, which are full of mercy, rain, and the angels, they remember Allah. So we do the same. Subhanallah. Remember Allah, go to Allah's protection, wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma inna ala zikriko وشكري غو وحسن عبادتي غو يا قاضي الحاج اكتاجتنا يا قاضي الحاج اكتاجتنا يا قاضي الحاج اكتاجتنا يا ربي الولي اتفق ليدنا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا دافي البلايا ادفع بلايادنا يا دافي البلايا ادفع بلايادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا يا الله تمام مريضوں کو شفا عطا فرما. ہمارے ایک ساتھی کے بھائی ہیں جو اس وقت بیمار ہیں, سب ہاسپٹل میں ہیں, انہوں نے آپ حضرت سے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے کہ آپ حضرت سے دعا فرمائیں, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت یاب کریں اور جلد ان کو صحت سے ساتھ واپس کر لائے. اسی طرح جہاں جہاں جو حضرات پہ بیمار ہیں اللہ پاک ان کو شفا کاملہ آج اللہ نصیب فرمائے, اور جو حضرات اس موذی مرض کے اندر مبتلا ہیں ہسپتالوں میں ہیں میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان کو شفا کاملہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان تکلیف پر جو ان کو وہاں پر ہو رہے ہیں میرے مولا اجر عظیم نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, شفا کل نصیب فرما, اس بیماری پہ صبر نصیب فرما, صبر کے ساتھ اجر نصیب فرما, اجر کے ساتھ شکر نصیب فرما, اور شکر کے ساتھ ذکر نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے رحمت کے سائے میں ہمیں لے لے, اپنے کرم کے سائے میں ہمیں ڈھانپ لے. یا میرے مولا ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, میرے مولا ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے مصبر اسباب ہم پر اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے, اے مصبر اسباب اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے. یا اللہ تمام پریشانیوں سے ہم سے دور فرما دے, تمام پریشانی ہم سے دور فرما دے. اے میرے مولا اپنی آسانیوں کے در ہم پر کھول دے, یا اللہ اپنی آسانی کے در ہم پہ کھول دے. تمام آفات بلائیں مصیبتیں پریشانیاں اور مصیبتوں اور مصائب جتنے بھی ہیں میرے مولا ان کو اپنے ذکر کے ذریعے سے آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ ان کو ذکر کے ذریعے سے ان کو ہماری زندگی میں آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے ہمارے لیے. یا اللہ ہم نہیں جانتے کہ کہاں سے تیری رحمت آئے میرے مولا. یا اللہ بار بار ہمیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, بار بار ہمیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, بار بار ہاتھ اٹھانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, بار بار ہمیں گریہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا ہمیں اپنا عاجز بندہ بنا لے. یا اللہ ہمیں اپنا عاجز بندہ بنا لے. یا کریم ہمیں اپنا عاجز بندہ بنا لے, ذکر کرنے والا بنا لے, تو اس سے محبت کرنے والا بنا دے. اے میرے مولا تو اس سے سچی محبت کرنے والا بنا دے. اے میرے مولا ہمیں عشق رسول نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اپنے پیارے حبیب کا عشق نصیب فرما, سچا پیارا عشق نصیب فرما, ایسا عشق میرے مولا کہ جس کے بغیر ہمیں چین و قرار بھی نہ آیا کرے. یا اللہ اتنا عشق عطا فرما کہ ہر وقت مدینے کی ہوائیں ہمارے جھونکے ہم آتے پہنچتے رہے ہیں میرے مولا, مدینے کی ہوائیں جھونکے ہم تک پہنچتے رہے میرے مولا. آئے گی مدینے کا مسافر میرے مولا یہاں آتا تھا کلیم اللہ جس کا انتقال ہو گیا مدینے کے اندر میرے مولا, کتنا خوش نصیب ہو شخص کہ جس کا انتقال مدینے ہو گیا ہو میرے مولا, اس کی بخشش بھی فرما, اس پہ کرم بھی فرما. یا اللہ اس کے ذخیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معافی فرما. اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا کریم ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, ان کے درجات بلند فرما. یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو یا اللہ تو جنت کی کیاریاں بنا دے. ہمارے جتنے بھی ہمارے لواقین ساتھی جتنی دنیا سے جا چکے میرے مولا, جتنے بھی رشتے دار ہمارے دنیا سے جا سکے, یا اللہ نے اپنے رحمت والا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ رحمت اور کرم والا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ ان سے رحمت اور کرم والا معاملہ فرما, ان کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ان کی مغفرت فرما, ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما. یا رحیم یا کریم اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صدقے سے ہماری آج کی دعاؤں کو جو کم مانگی ان کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.